This year, Oregon lawmakers overhauled their highly experimental drug law. That policy had decriminalized small amounts of hard drugs, including cocaine and methamphetamine. There was a public backlash, though, due to widespread public drug use and spiking overdoses. In September, new criminal penalties for drug possession went into effect. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Conrad Wilson brings us a view of how that is shaping up in the state's most populous county.
It's a warm fall day as Portland police officer Donnie Matthews swings his leg off his city-issued mountain bike to arrest a woman named Amber for drug possession. NPR is only using Amber's first name because she was using drugs and unable to consent.
Anything you say can or will be against in the court of law. You have the right to talk.
Matthew, along with several Oregon State Police troopers, test a substance in her possession.
I'm pretty sure it's fentanyl.
Before September 1st, a stop like this would have amounted to a citation and a $100 fine. Under the old law, drug users could call a state-funded hotline to get connected with treatment, which would make the penalties go away. But so few called that many Oregonians came to see the system as toothless. Now each county gets to decide whether to arrest someone or give them treatment options. That treatment alternative is called deflection.
So you have two options. You can either go to jail today for the possession of fentanyl and test it positive, or we can call for deflection, which is like some social workers that will come out that have had prior addiction problems as well in the past, and they come out and talk to you, and you don't get charged.
So you get treatment.
Amber tells Officer Matthew that she'd love to talk to someone. The idea behind deflection is that what drug users need is treatment, not jail. That same idea was behind drug decriminalization. But deflection adds an enforcement component. If you don't get treatment, you could face criminal consequences. A few more minutes pass, and a team from 4D Recovery, a nonprofit drug treatment provider, arrives on the scene.
Hi, are you Amber?
That's Ellen Stats. She's with 4D, as is Mina Gilson.
Sounds like she's agreed to work with us to get her into detox, so that's what we're going to do.
In the 3 months since the new law went into effect, this process has rapidly evolved. Police in the Portland area are now more commonly sending people to a center where they can get treatment, rather than sending out mobile teams to the site of an arrest. Other counties are still getting their deflection programs up and running. 28 out of 36 counties are participating, and a handful aren't, and are just arresting drug users. Ken Santagrin is executive director of the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, a state agency that's helping counties roll out their treatment options.
The legislature gave really broad discretion to counties to set up their deflection programs. As long as it was a program that connected folks with behavioral health or drug addiction issues into the public health system.
Santagrin says since the new law went into effect, law enforcement officials in Oregon have filed 1,300 drug possession cases that likely wouldn't have existed otherwise. At the same time, he says many people have also been connected with drug treatment. But Chancegren says it's way too soon to know if more people are getting into recovery compared to when drugs were decriminalized.
Is this a better pathway than what we had before?
He thinks it will be years before researchers can definitively say. One of those researchers who will be watching is Keith Humphreys, a psychologist at Stanford University who studies addiction.
Oregon is an unusual state in drug policy.
Humphreys says what the state is trying to do is find a balance between the nation's historical war on drugs approach to addiction and Oregon's experiment in decriminalization.
We've treated this as like a big switch that has only two settings. Neither of those gave us the outcomes that we wanted. And so Oregon's looking for something in between. And, you know, I'm rooting for Oregon. And, I'm hoping that we can all learn from Oregon's experience.
For Humphreys, success in Oregon would mean more people in long-term recovery and fewer of the consequences that public drug use brought to Oregon communities. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland, Oregon.